Hello and welcome to Stupid Questions Get Stupid Answers. So this is episode 2 now. And, well, what can we say? Spam emails, that's a fun topic, isn't it? Nigerian princes, bank accounts, money loss, crime, people being total idiots and believing it. And, well, thing about spam emails is the only people that make them that absurd, the only people that would reply to these emails are utterly stupid people and James Veitch. Came out of his own mouth, so you can't blame me for that. But anyway, on the topic of spam emails, there's lots of people that believe spam emails are clearly fake. And well, they are. If someone goes, hello, you have a lost relative, and he owes you, and he's just died, it was your granddad, and well, he owes you in his inheritance, he gave you all of his £10 million. And you're just like, well, that's fake. But the people that believe it are what astound me. And they're just like, well, as James Veitch explored, it was, well, you've just got to pay your $99.99 fee, but we need access to the bank. And they're just like, well, nah, he's like, well, I don't have that money, so please help. Actually, where are you? So they're sending him a picture and a postcode and all that. And they're like, oh, I have a friend that's on the corner. Like, no. You can't do that. Has to be done a certain way. And everyone knows why. Unless you're utterly stupid people. Is that, well, they want it to be like that. So then that you pay them the $99 and then they disappear. Pretty elaborate, yeah? It's also the same with spam emails. Hello, you've won $100,000. No, I haven't. But then the more believable ones are from Asda. And Sainsbury's and Tesco's and Aldi and everywhere. And they're just like, sir, what we want you to do is away. Hang on, you've won £200 gift card for Sainsbury's. And at first glance, woohoo. And yeah, they make a website and, I mean, once or twice, I have actually been fooled with them. But I've never got knocked off that badly. It's dark times, dark, very dark times. But, yeah, anyway, moving on. They look pretty elaborate on the website and they send you the link. Well, it's either you put your details and they steal the thing, they steal your bank account and stuff like that, or it's just a virus link, but most of the time it's the first. But I think, yeah, I'll check the emails. But most people think, yeah, it's only check the emails, it looks legit. Example123@hotmail.com. Happened to Asda. Budget cuts really hit them, didn't it? Can't even afford their own domains anymore. It's a shame. But anyway, looking on the bright side, they're going to scam the money back from you, a loyal shopper of them, and then they're going to buy the domain back. Because they're going to tell you, you won a load of money on our raffle. Now enter this also when you can get thingies. Like an iPhone, like another gift card. Oh my god, can you? No, you can't. Well, why not? The reason why not is because Well, I don't know why not. You have to speak to my corporate supervisor. Who is the corporate supervisor, you guys may be asking? Oh, yes. Tim, still. But, oh well. It's a shame. But also, this is one I fell for. It's called Kids Paid Money. And I did actually fall for this. I will be very honest. But then, I knew it probably wasn't real, but I thought, yeah, I'll give it a try anyway. I think you need $180 to withdraw. So then what you do is you put your bank card on there, your PayPal, and then you do, like, get people to click the link and then stuff like that, and then you get money off it. Like £5 and stuff, and $5, and then like $10 for someone that anyone signs up. But anyway, it did work for a while. Then you find out it works. But then when you got to withdraw money, oh wait, no, I forgot. It's a scam, so you don't get any money, but you put your details in, and then it's like, well, you've got to download this, you've got to enter this. Oh, and I forgot you got to enter this too. And then you can get your money. And a lot of the time, people do that. But for me, when I tried it, I was genuinely curious to see what happens. Because that's what happens to an 11-year-old when they're curious. I did all the tasks, so I took up the second one, which didn't work. Then, you're probably expecting something really funny. No, I didn't get my computer hacked. Nothing happened. It just didn't work. But oh well, sucks to be me. I never did get my $180. But, well, that can't be helped. It's sad. But also, people that say, well, it works. Does it? And then they're like, well, yeah, it works. Just click my link.